Kia ora koutou and welcome to this inaugural program of The Classical Connection with me, Claire Martin, on Planet FM 104.6. You can hear this classical program every fourth Saturday night on Planet FM at 8:30 p.m. or you can live stream this on planetaudio.org/The Classical Connection. I'm very excited to make my very first radio program today, and I'm very pleased that I'm part of the Radio 13 Music Collective. We are a group of music writers, music DJs and photographers presenting our own personal passion. Mine is to create a connection to classical music, and I'm very lucky today to present a journey, really, if you like, from the earliest kinds of music right the way through to music in current times, looking at the roots of classical music. And today I'm going to start with the earliest piece from 1290, and we're going to listen to Beata Visera, which is literally a blend of old and new music. And this is Jan Garbarek, the Norwegian jazz saxophonist, teaming up with the Hilliard Ensemble to produce an album in 1994, Officium, which is literally a blend of Gregorian chant and jazz saxophone.
Thank you.
It was Beata Visera from the 1994 album Officium, Jan Gabarek and the Hilliard Ensemble. Just in case we have all gone into a lovely dream, I'm going to play you something a little bit more upbeat. And one would think I might go next to Bach, which is a great favourite for myself, but I'm going to try you on a piece of Purcell. And this is a delightful hornpipe or a dance from a comedy written by William Congreve, which he set music to, called The Old Bachelor. So you can imagine the story. From a wonderful album put together by a director, Françoise Lazarevitch, with Les Musiciens de Saint-Julien. It's an Alpha Classics album of Purcell songs and dances. So we are going to continue the upbeat mood. I am not going to the Four Seasons. I'm sure you hear a lot of that. But I'm going to continue with Renaissance music, La Stravaganza by Vivaldi. This is a violin concerto in A minor, opus 4, number 4. And what I always think is wonderful about this kind of music is it really makes you want to dance. Thank you. you could say that my own music interests and my career has been a bit of a shuffle too. I started off fiddling around on the piano like many of us do and sang in choirs and learnt to read music that way. I went on to have an opera career actually in the UK, but returning to New Zealand 11 years ago, I picked up a much wider range of music and retrained in a whole wide field of non-classical, and now sing with a Leonard Cohen tribute band and sing jazz as well. So I welcome the diversity of music. So in my very first program, it's very important for me to include some opera, and a lot of people feel a little alienated with this particular music genre. But I would say that opera is a little bit like food. You really have to try some to see whether you like it. So actually going to a live performance will help you inform whether you like that particular style. But this is a standalone music gem, the Act One Trio from Così fan tutte, Mozart's opera. And this is featuring the soprano Kirite Kanoa. That was the Act One Trio from Così fan tutte, Suave sia il vento. So for some reason, I grew up in a house where romantic music wasn't played. And the first time I heard Brahms' Symphony No. 1 when I went to university, I was flattened. I'm going to play some romantic music next. So we're skipping about 100 years or so. And this is Schubert's Piano Impromptu, Number 4, the Andante Mosso, and it was composed in 1827. And you will hear the lyric quality in a lot of his piano works. You can almost sing along with the melody. moving on 100 years now to Maurice Ravel, to French music. And this was composed at the end of World War One, and each movement is dedicated to the memory of one of his friends who died fighting in the war. In reply to a criticism that it was a bit light-hearted, Ravel replied, "The dead are sad enough in their eternal silence." This is Prelude from Tombeau du Couperin by Ravel. Next piece of music is Musica Ricercata, number 7 in B flat major, and this is Ligeti. And we have only travelled 40 years from Maurice Ravel, but the sound is very different. We have a whole revolution of composition that has taken place since World War One. And this piece is actually one of Ligeti's earlier compositions. And it straddles really his interest in contrapuntal style or cross rhythms with quite a modern sound. So this is composed between 1951 and 1953, but it really does shape the forthcoming minimalists such as Philip Glass. And you will hear in the left hand there's this fantastic rhythmic ostinato, which is repeated. And over the top of that, you get a completely smooth, different voice in the right hand. So Katia Boniatishvili playing Musica Ricercata, number 7 in B flat major by Gheorghe Ligeti. Thank you. I just love how the right hand takes up the ostinato just to finish off. Musica ricercata is probably the correct pronunciation by Ligeti. So next we travel to a piece where you must have heard once or twice in your lifetime. This is a very well-known piece and well-played. It's appeared in 26 movies, 14 television series, and you would have to be dead not to have heard it in the last 40 years or so. Spiegel im Spiegel by Arvo Pärt is one of the early minimalist pieces. However, this is what we might call holy minimalism. Arvo Pärt himself was very devout Christian, and this is written in when he was residing in Germany, and Spiegel im Spiegel means an infinity mirror. So you have a theme that's reflected back again with a slight variation. And the actual feet of Arvo Pärt stood very firmly in early music. So this, in a way, goes back to our very first piece today, to Gregorian chant. And this is Spiegel im Spiegel, with the tintinnabuli ringing of bells that you'll hear in the right hand of the piano. Arvo Pärt's Spiegel im Spiegel. What I love about this piece of music is that it creates this pocket of time. It allows you to step out of your busy, chaotic world and be in a very quiet space. So we're going to stay in Northern Europe for the next piece. This is the Finnish composer Aino Juhani Rautavaara from 1972. And this is using tapes of birdsong that were recorded near the Arctic Circle and on the bogs of northern Finland. And you'll hear the orchestra take up the birdsong and the haunting winds of the marshland. This is Cantus Arcticus, Opus 61, the first movement, entitled Bog, by Rautavaara.
Thank you.
That was Rautavaara's concerto for birds and orchestra, and it also featured some tape loops of birdsong, as you could hear, and the Lati Symphony Orchestra. And we are going to travel to our very last piece of this program. It's been an absolute delight to be able to play some of my favourite music, but I've got a whole bunch more I'd love to play. So if you're able to come back every fourth Saturday and listen to this, The Classical Connection, on Planet FM 104.6, or you can actually stream any of these music programs on planetaudio.org.nz/ The Classical Connection for this particular program. So to play out, we're going to listen to a modern minimalist, Terry Riley, from an album called The Book of Abbe Ozud. And this is one of the sections of music from that album, Francesco in El Paraiso. And the guitarist is David Tannenbaum, violinist Tracy Silverman, and you'll hear some of the interesting blends of old and new here. Terry Riley himself was very influenced by jazz and, importantly, Indian classical music. He also used a lot of tape techniques and looping, and his own composition has influenced a lot of rock music right from the 1960s. Lou Reed, The Who, and even Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells. I'm sure there's many of you out there who remember that piece from the 1970s. So to play us out then, this has been Claire Martin on The Classical Connection. And to finish, Terry Riley's Francesco